Steven Spielberg, director and producer of the movie Lincoln, recently announced that he is sending DVD copies of the movie to schools all across America. With Lincoln still on the minds of many, Ron Hushcraft shares how Lincoln's last wish is very much at the heart of Good Friday.
Abraham Lincoln was the hero of my boyhood. Of course, I grew up in Illinois, but he's a hero to a lot more people now, especially since the movie. You know, he died on Good Friday. And now I do that because I was kind of a Lincoln encyclopedia when I was a kid. But only recently did I find out his final wish. He whispered it to his wife just before that fatal shot of Ford's Theater. And what's so moving is how very much it has to do with Good Friday. Abe Lincoln grew up with a God-loving mother and a father who was religious but really demanding and distant. His mom died when he was a boy. And as Lincoln grew, he went from spiritual skeptic to literally a Bible-bashing unbeliever. But somewhere along the way, he began to realize his deep need for God. Maybe losing a son and carrying the weight of a bleeding nation can do that for a man. The Civil War ended 5 days before that fateful Good Friday. And on what would be his last day on earth, Lincoln and his wife went for a carriage ride. And, well, the war was over, so they were dreaming together about the months ahead and the years ahead. And then at the theater that night, literally as the assassin crept into the president's box, Abraham Lincoln uttered his final wish. We will visit the Holy Land and see those places hallowed by the footsteps of the Savior. There's no place I so much desire to see as Jerusalem. And then he was gone. In his last moments, he was thinking about Jesus, the Savior, he called him. And the journey Abe Lincoln wished for is a journey I've made because, well, ultimately it's a journey of the heart. Walking with Jesus through the cheering multitudes of Palm Sunday and that jeering crowd of Good Friday, and then following that trail of blood to the place of death called Skull Hill, the crown of thorns jammed into the forehead of the King of all kings, the merciless mockers blaspheming the one that angels worship, the spikes pounded into the hands that shaped the universe, the God, why have you forsaken me, cry of God's one and only Son. And my heart screams, why? And the Bible answers, the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. For me. That's what levels me. Jesus chose to go through that hell for me. And it was hell. Because as the Bible says, he personally carried our sins in his own body on the cross. The pain, the guilt, the eternal separation from God for all the sinning of my life. Jesus took my hell so I could go to his heaven. Yeah, my heart's been to his cross. I went there with my sin. I left forgiven. I went there dirty. I came away clean. I went there without him in my life, and I left there with a promise I'll never be without him again because I got what he died for. When those two words captured my heart, for me, he did this for me. I embraced him as the Savior for me, for my sin. I flung open the door of my heart to the one who's loved me like no other. And he said, if you open the door, I will come in. He kept his promise, and he'll do it for you. If you'll make your way to that cross and tell him, for me, Jesus, for me. This is Ron Hushcraft.